Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah we learned, the Chazal and Masakin, that the Bez Nagadol has to know who the Edom are before we accept their Edus. And that's because we're worried about what the Minim do, what the Tzedakim and Besusim could do to try to mix Bezdin up. In this Mishnah we're going to see something else that they had to change because of what the Kutim did. If everything goes well, Eruch HaEdom come and they say we saw the moon the night of the 30th, the next morning, Bezdin's Mekadosh L'Chodesh. How does Bezdin let everyone know that today's Rosh Chodesh? Zakta Mishnah, the Rishayin that first, Hayamasiyin Masuis. Bezdin would light these fires the night after the 30th day, in other words, the evening of 31, coming into 31, and they would light these fires on the tops of mountains. When people looked up to the tops of the mountains and they saw the fire, they knew that Bezdin was Mekadosh L'Chodesh on the 30th day, and that Rosh Chodesh is day number 30. That's how they knew when to be Koveya Yamtiv. Now the Gemara explains they only lit these fires when the previous month would be Chasser. In other words, the 30th day would be considered Rosh Chodesh. But if it was a Mole, meaning to say Rosh Chodesh was only day number 31, they wouldn't light the fires at all afterwards. And when everyone looked up to the mountains and they did not see any fire, they knew that the Chodesh was Me'ober. So that system worked just fine. Until the Kutim came along, and they bedavka lit fires when there wasn't supposed to be a fire in order to confuse everybody. Mishakilklu HaKutim, when the Kutim went and they distorted everything, they wanted to confuse the people by lighting fires when there wasn't supposed to be a fire. Let's say it was a Chodesh Me'ober. So Bezdin didn't light any fires. Everyone knew if there's no fire, that meant Rosh Chodesh was the 31st day. They went and lit a fire for people to think that Bezdin made Rosh Chodesh the day before. And of course, their Yamim Tayyib not going to be too early. Some say they did this on Rosh Chodesh El, nor the people should do Malach and Rosh Hashanah. Either way, once the Kutim were distorting things, Hiskinu, Bezdin was Mesakin Sheishluchin Yaitzin, to dispatch messengers, they're going to let people know when Bezdin was Mekadosh the Chodesh. Now, who were the Kutim? Kutim was a nation that came from the city of Kuta. Melech Asher, when he invaded Eretz Yisrael, sent out the Aseres HaShvatim. He brought in the Kutim. That was his mahalach. Whenever he invaded a country, he mixed up the peoples so that they shouldn't rebel against him. Sent out the Aseres HaShvatim. We don't know where they are. We know that Yirmiyahu brought back some of them. We know that when Mashiach will come, they'll be here. I'm sure you all know the stories about the other side of the Sambatian, but they were sent out of Eretz Yisrael, and he brought in the Kutim. Now, Melech Asher was only able to invade Yisrael, but not the land of Yehuda, because in those days Yehuda and Yisrael were divided. Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he was a great tzaddik. He was the king of Yehuda, and a great nes happened when Melech Asher tried to invade Yerushalayim. The Malachim came down and they said Shira. His entire army was wiped out. But the Kutim were already in Yisrael, and they made a lot of trouble. And one of the things they did was they went and they lit fires when there wasn't supposed to be any fires